just joined the Prepper Broadcasting Network, where we promote self-reliance and independence. The views and opinions expressed are strictly those of the host or their guests. Visit us in the interactive chat room at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Open your eyes to the events that the mainstream media conceals in plain sight. A place where truth is stranger than fiction, where the world around you becomes astonishing, unbelievable, surreal. So sit back with a steamy bowl of imitation cheese-flavored popcorn and prepare to enter the realm of certifiable insanity. You've opened the door to the surreal news.
And heidi ho out there on the Prepper Broadcasting Network. My name's Doug, otherwise known as Goat Hollow. Thanks for stopping by. We're here every Sunday night at the same time. And don't miss my shows on Wednesday evening at the same time. This week is going to be a doozy, folks. I've got the founder and CEO of Zipcast coming on. If you've heard of Zipcast, you'll be interested. Well, I'm going to start off tonight with the Iranian stuff. It seems to just get more and more, surreal over there. Here's an article out of Asia Times Online. Iranian carriers in the Gulf of Mexico. Exclusive new Iranian commando team operating near U.S. The FARS news agency has confirmed with the Republican Guard's North American Operations Command that a new elite Iranian commando team is operating in the U.S.-Mexican border region. The primary day-to-day mission of the team, known as Joint Special Operations Gulf of Mexico Task Force, or JSOG-MTF, is to mentor Mexican military units in the border areas in their war with the deadly drug cartels. The article goes on down and says, okay, so I made that up, sue me. But first, admit that a line or two, you knew it was fiction after all. But first, admit that, a line or two in, you knew it was fiction. After all, despite the talk about American decline, we're still on a one-way imperial planet. There is a new U.S. Special Operation, U.S. Special Operations Team, known as Joint Special Operations Task Force Gulf Cooperation Council, at work near Iran, according to Wired Magazine. Nobody knows quite what it's tasked with or what it's doing there. The article goes on and talks about having carriers near Iran and what that means to the Iranian people. And the Iranian war against America. Imagine that in late 2007, Iran's ruling mullahs and their military advisors had decided to upgrade already significant covert activities against Washington, including cross-border operations, and so launched an intensification of its secret campaign to destabilize Washington's leadership. call it a covert war, if you will, funded by hundreds of millions of dollars of oil money that they or their allies supported armed oppositional groups hostile to Washington, and that they flew advanced robot drones on surveillance missions over the U.S.'s airspace, that they imposed ever-escalating sanctions, which over the years caused increased suffering amongst the American people in order to force Washington to dismantle its nuclear arsenal and give up the nuclear program, military and peaceful, that it had been pursuing since 1943, and that they, an ally, developed and launched a computer worm to destroy American centrifuges and introduced sabotaged parts into its nuclear supply chain, that they encouraged American nuclear scientists to defect, that one of their allies launched an assassination program against American nuclear scientists and engineers, killing them, five of them, on the streets of American cities, that they launched a global campaign to force the world not to buy key American products, including Hollywood movies, iPhones, iPods, iPads, and the weaponry of any sort of essentially embargoing American banking transactions. That's what we're doing to Iran, folks. So, Ahmadinejad, I don't know how to pronounce his name, calls for a new world order this week. Out of Press TV, this article is dated the 2nd. Iran's President Mohammad Ahmadinejad has called for a new world order of justice-seeking nations to replace the existing Western-dominated liberal status quo. Made the remarks at the inauguration ceremony of the 2nd International Conference on Hollywoodism and Cinema in Tehran on Thursday. Well, that's a weird sound, a word name for a conference. The Iranian chief executive stated that the world's dominant powers deliberately bully the smaller nation, who are not in conflict with one another, thereby creating artificial problems between them. President A also pointed out that this new world order needs to be all-inclusive and not dominated by any particular single nation. At least 48 foreign scholars from France, the U.S., Canada, Greece, Belgium, Spain, Tunisia, Italy, Egypt, Russia, Lebanon, Palestine, and the U.K. are taking part in the conference. In the meantime, out of Russia Today comes an article. General Gennady Yestafyev, retired Lieutenant General of the Russian Foreign Intelligence. We know that in the Gulf there are two flat tops, carriers, in other words, surrounded by several dozens of American ships in yesterday or the day before yesterday, so it would have been the 2nd or the 1st of February, the nuclear submarine Annapolis, which is a very big one, and accompanied by several of the most advanced corvettes, entered the area. Of course, there is a principle of rotation in the American system, but nevertheless, the amount of naval forces they keep there is really spectacular, and it makes me personally believe they are preparing something. I'm not surprised by the statements of the American spy agency, the American military agency. They have their own plan of pressuring Iran into submission Yeah, he's referring to reports that came out this week that supposedly Iran is planning terrorist activities on American soil. Who knows where that really came from. First of all, I would like to make some correction. He says it is not Iran which is preparing to launch an attack against the United States. It is a gross exaggeration by an American spy agency. It is aimed at the creation of an absolutely negative image of Iran for the American population, an international public opinion, and it is preparation for something serious in case the decision is taken by the American administration. Okay, well, that's enough stories on Iran. I want you to think about something, though, as you go through your week this next week. It's not about gaining nuclear weapons. It's not even about the price or control of oil. It's about whether oil is traded in U.S. dollars. Because if oil stops being traded in U.S. dollars, the dollar's going to crash. Okay, well, on a lighter note, this one will get you. Prepare to laugh. This is out of Crisis Boom. I don't know where it originally came from, but the fight to ban genetically modified foods has won more converts. I'm not going to read you the title to the article yet. Some employees, let's see, I'll skip that part because I got a surprise for you. The Independent newspaper reports that there is a notice in the cafeteria of a pharmaceutical factory in High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire, must be England, advising customers, as far as practicable, genetically modified soy and corn has been removed. They say soya and maize has been removed from all food products served in our restaurant. The restaurant is at a pharmaceutical company that's owned by Monsanto. Monsanto confirmed the authenticity of the notice, but company spokesman Tony Coombs says the only reason for the GM-free foods is because the company believes in choice. Coombs said in other Monsanto locations, employees are happy to eat genetically modified foods because they are sprayed with fewer chemicals. Well, except maybe Roundup, huh? Okay, well, here's a article for you. I don't know where most folks out there are from tonight. If you're in the northern parts of the country, it's probably pretty chilly. Alaska was on January 30th. Jim River, Alaska, closed in on the all-time record coldest temperature of, get this, now get this and imagine, minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit. Is that 1971? Well, it may have surpassed it, which is not only the Alaska all-time record, but the record for the entire United States. Unfortunately, it seems the battery died in the weather station just at the critical moment. Well, I can imagine that. The battery in my car would die at 20 below. Well, continental U.S. has a mild winter and has set a number of hot temperature records in the last week. And pundits ponder whether they will be blaming the dreaded global warming for these temperatures. Alaska and Canada have been suffering through some of the coldest temperatures on record during the last week. I'm going to scroll down here a little bit. The guy talks about, shows a picture of the weather station. It's really a homeowner model that they put out there. And it's rated down to 40 below. So it did its job and more. 80 below. My God. Article out of the Sacramento Bee, California, on the 31st. The state controller there says that the state is again going to run out of cash in March without action. California will run out of cash by early March if the state does not take swift action to find $3.3 billion. Isn't that like the amounts they've been bailing Greece out with? Through payment delays and borrowing, according to a letter state controller John Chang sent to state lawmakers today. The announcement is surprising since lawmakers previously believed the state had enough cash to last through the fiscal year that ends in June. But Chang said additional cash management solutions are needed because the state tax revenues are $2.6 billion dollars less than what Governor Jerry Brown and state lawmakers assumed in their optimistic budget last year. Meanwhile, Chang said the state is spending $2.6 billion more than the state leaders planned on. Billions for a state. Well, we'll turn our attention to another surreal but kind of funny out of the San Francisco Chronicle. A park ranger zaps off-leash dog walker with shock weapon. A Montero man walking two lap dogs, gappers, I guess, huh? Off-leash, was hit with an electric shotgun by a National Park Service ranger after allegedly giving a false name and trying to walk away, authorities said Monday. I guess you're supposed to give your right name, and I don't know, but he got tased. The Examiner out of Washington, here's a story on the campaign, ACL criticizes Facebook election sentiment tool. ACL is not pleased with Facebook's sentiment analysis tool that provides data exclusively to political, citing three concerns. Christopher Calabrese of the ACLU's legislative office argues that Facebook should justify the use of users' private communications for analysis. Gee, maybe Google too, huh? Anyhow, what's the world coming to, right? Infowars.com, our friend Alex Jones has an article about Cameron fleeing America to escape collapse. Wealthy are buying insurance policies abroad. If you think that Hollywood director James Cameron's decision to leave America and move his entire family to a farm in New Zealand is simply to provide his kids with a strong work ethic, as Cameron claims, then think again. Oh man, he bought 2,636 acres in New Zealand. Had to file an application. I guess you got to get permission to buy the property, huh? They intend to reside indefinitely in New Zealand and operate it as a working farm, reports the Associated Press. He has a $5 million villa in Malibu that he's going to give up and move to this 2,636 acres in 90 minutes from the nearest town in New Zealand called Wellington. Maybe he is. Maybe it's a jumping ship. Well, I'll turn our attention back to Google. We had a little discussion about Facebook. This article is really kind of old, but I don't think anybody's seen it before, and it hit YouTube this morning. I think actually Cat's Cradle in the chat room, or she was in the chat room, was it two or was it Skybird, put it up, and I caught it and thought it was kind of interesting. Google acquires facial recognition software company called PitPat. Google has just acquired facial recognition software company Pittsburgh Pattern Recognition, according to announcement on the startup site. And the article goes on to say that Google has reportedly been exploring adding facial recognition to its products more seriously, but has held back because of privacy concerns. Well, they just came out with a new privacy policy, didn't they? As they told Search Engine Land in March. But in May, Google Chairman Eric Schmidt said the company is unlikely to employ facial recognition programs. Sure. Okay, well, moving right along, folks. This is out of Fox, New York. North Korea is using U.S.-made drones. Isn't that interesting, since they're one of the axis of evil, huh? This was actually out today. North Korea's hardline communist regime is using old U.S.-made target drones. So they're not using the new ones we see all over the news to bomb places in Pakistan and stuff. They're the old-fashioned target drones. But let's see, North Korea recently bought several U.S. MQM-107D Streakers from a Middle Eastern nation that appears to be Syria and is developing unmanned attack aircraft based on them. Interesting. I guess they want to act like daddy. Another article out of today, and this is in Yahoo News, but it's an Associated Press article. Nobel Peace Prize jury under investigation. Nobel Peace Prize officials were facing a formal inquiry over accusations they have drifted away from the prize's original selection criteria by choosing such winners as President Barack Obama. The nomination deadline closed Wednesday. The investigation comes after persistent complaints by a Norwegian peace researcher that the original purpose of the prize was to, quote, diminish the role of military power in international relations. Yeah. Okay. We'll go on down here and take a look. The secretive prize committee doesn't discuss nominations, which have to be postmarked by February 1st to be valid, but stresses that being nominated doesn't say anything about a candidate's chances. For this year's award, Russian human rights activist Svetlana Ganeshina jailed former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia, why do I have to have names I can't pronounce, Tymoshenko, and a Cuban rights activist, Oswaldo Paya, and Yoni Sanchez, I can pronounce that, are among the candidates who have been publicly announced by those who nominated them. Obama won in 2009. Chinese dissident Liu Xiaobo won in 2010. And last year, the award was split between Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Liberian activist Lema Gboi, and Tawakkal Carmen of Yemen. If the Stockholm County Administration Board, which supervises foundations in Sweden's capital, finds that the prize founder, Alfred Nobel, and what's really funny about the Nobel Peace Prize is Alfred Nobel made his money because he invented dynamite. If his will is not being honored, it has the authority to suspend award decisions going back 3 years, though that would be unlikely and unprecedented. So the Stockholm County Administrative Board is possibly going to take away Obama's Nobel Peace Prize. Well, folks, I hope you enjoyed the news. Looks like I ran this a little bit short. I should have dug up one more article for you. But keep stacking your preps high. And yeah, the world's getting pretty surreal out there. But we'll get through to this, huh? We'll see you next week.
Today's broadcast has come to you through the courtesy of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. See our hosts, show schedules, archive programs, and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com. Thanks for listening.